welcome Jason and Ashley's Excelente Venturentes. I'm Jaciento.
I'm Ashley.
And this is a bad and probably offensive accent, and I apologize to everyone out there that I might have offended. But welcome to the personal podcast, Jason and Ashley's Excellent Adventures, where we get a little personal, we get a little excellent, we get a little adventure-y, talking about random subjects for you patrons, and you might notice the sound
is weird.
Yeah, we're in our mobile podcast studio, another road trip adventure.
AKA Jason's car, same locker.
Hey guys, you said you love these, so we're just gonna keep doing them in the car.
Yeah.
we intentionally leave our studio perfected setup. We take the equipment into the car, we shove the table inside, break the legs, and then we get on the road, and we don't hit record until we're like going down the road at 80 miles per hour.
Or 19.
Yeah.
These are great too because I fall asleep in the car like a baby, and these help keep me awake.
Yes, Ashley is a sleepy baby as soon as a moving car. Put Ashley in a moving car or on top of a washing machine, and she goes right to sleep. Okay.
You joke, that trick really works on babies.
Yes, it does. Ashley.
Yes.
What are we talking about here?
We are answering the age-old question, Jason. What would we do if we won the lottery?
Do we need to explain what the lottery is to anybody?
I mean,
Canada has a lottery too, right?
Yeah, I think it's more prevalent in the States.
Yeah, you pick some numbers, you give some Powerballs, and they give you a check.
If you win.
Now, Ashley, I think we do, to have this conversation, I think we have to send...
a fruit basket.
We have to send... Ashley's laughing because... not a fruit basket. Ashley's laughing because I just...
Jason flips off road signs.
I flip
like.
Off road signs I don't like.
That was a particularly violent one.
Ashley, I think we have to send some ground rules.
Okay.
So that we... Simply so we can couch the conversation.
Okay.
Because the lottery can literally be any amount.
Oh, so you want to set like a dollar amount?
Yes, I think we should set a dollar amount because I think that will change our conversation. Because I think depending on how big the amount is, our choices would be different if the amount was smaller.
Oh, sure.
Don't you agree?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, because...
Do you have a number in mind?
I don't know, because here's the crazy thing. Should we just make it simple and make it $1 million?
Sure. That's fine.
Now, I know like... The lottery hardly ever does $1 million, or should we set it at like 50 million? Because my answers are going to be different for 50 million than they are going to be for a million.
Well, I can't honestly tell you the last time I paid attention to the lottery, so I don't even know what like an average lottery jackpot offering is.
It could be anywhere from like 30 to like, I would say 200. I will say
million?
Yes. The last time I bought a lottery ticket.
It was when it was real high.
Yeah, it was a couple years ago, and I think it made it up to, I want to say 500 million. It made it up, because if nobody wins it, it just keeps going up.
It rolls over it.
Yeah, and it made it, and I remember when I bought lottery ticket, it was like the night of, everybody was buying lottery tickets.
Why don't we say 50 million?
All right.
It seems like a reasonable.
Okay.
But it would allow us to make big choices.
I would love for you to go first on this, because I'm very curious about your choices here. I guess I really don't know what you would choose. I know some of your choices.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the other caveat of this. Are we going to play it like you just get the full 50, or do we play it like taxes go away?
I think we have to, right? So, like, after taxes, you get $50
million. Sounds great. Okay, Ashley, you have the check for $50 million right now. I just handed it to you.
I'm also going
to
tell you, given the choice, I would rather have the smaller... payment installments over a lifetime?
You know, okay, let's talk about that a little bit.
Then the chunk of change.
I wonder about that as well.
Uh-huh.
But I've always heard from people, well, what if you die? Because
then the money's no good to you, so who cares?
Well, but here's the trick. If you die, your children do not get that money.
It is
actually in the fine print. If you die, nobody gets that money. Your spouse does not get that money. Your children do not get that money.
Yeah, or if that like lottery entity goes kaput, you don't get
it. You do
money.
Not get that money. So
I just think it would be easier to manage that way.
I understand.
But I understand for the sake of the thought experiment, let's say you just get $50,000 deposited in your bank
account. You take
account.
The lump sum.
Yeah.
You take the lump sum. You're getting $50 million.
Can I get it in bags of gold coins like Scrooge McDuck?
No.
That would be my
I mean,
preference.
you can exchange it for gold coins if you really wish and build a giant vault in Duckburg.
I want to go swim in my bridges.
You know, it's not possible. swimming pool
coins. I do
coins.
Know it's not possible.
That would actually really hurt.
I think Mythbusters had an episode where they tried it.
I think if you dived into a giant pile of gold coins, you would kill yourself.
I don't know if you'd kill yourself. Gold
is soft.
A give to it.
Well, gold is a soft metal. Did you
yes,
know that?
That's why they make it into jewelry, but and not teeth. But it wouldn't be comfortable, certainly.
Yes. All right, Ashley.
Yes.
I've just handed you the check for $50 million.
Thank you.
$50 million U.S. dollars.
So once I wait out the 10 business days, it will be deposited into my account.
Why do you have to wait 10 business days?
Because I don't regularly put $50 million in my bank account, and that's how long the hold is on, I think, on fees over $10,000.
All right, it's been the 10 business days. You've come back from the bank.
I can spend whatever I want.
What do you do?
Buy a house. Easy peasy.
Okay, here's my first question. Do you quit your job?
No.
You keep your job.
I keep mine. Well,
even $50 million, you keep your job.
I don't know if I would keep my job, but I would keep working.
Yes.
I would. But the first thing I want a house.
Okay, now what kind of house are you going for? Are you going for a big McMansion?
No. I'm going to pay the equivalent of it in Los Angeles.
Or are you going for like a 5-bedroom?
I'm going for like a respectable, like a 3-to-5-bedroom house with a yard.
Okay.
2-car garage.
Yeah, somewhere in central Los Angeles, so it's convenient for driving.
Yeah, somewhere, let's say Burbank.
Sounds good.
In Burbank. So like I'd probably drop a couple million on it.
Yeah, it'd probably be like $3 million.
But like a teeny chunk of that winning.
Pay it outright.
Yes, absolutely.
Would you buy yourself a car? Brand new car?
No.
Oh.
I would not buy myself a car.
Would you buy me a brand new car?
If you wanted a car, I'd buy you a car.
Yes, please.
I would. I'd rather hire someone to just drive me. I don't want to.
This podcast is already paying off, guys.
I don't want to drive.
Okay, so you know there are limo services in LA.
I do know. I don't need a limo.
No. They are called limo services.
I know they are. They send black
cars.
But
they're literally like 4-door black cars.
I know. They've taken us to the airport before.
Yes, they have. Thanks to Warner Brothers. I mean, those are about $100 a trip. Would you do that?
No. I would rather have someone. I say friend, but it's because if I'm employing someone, I'd love to employ somebody that I know and make their life a little easier. I would love to employ someone and put them on salary, and then whenever I call them, they have to come and drive.
They have to come get you.
They have to drop everything.
You have to pay them quite a bit of money to make it worth their while.
What do you think, $50,000 a year, like a living wage?
Oh, I mean, that's their only job, is they have to drive you to and from set?
They can do anything else they want as long as it doesn't conflict with them driving me.
I mean, $50,000 a year, I think, is quite a healthy salary for that job. I would even go, I'd go lower.
But you know what I mean.
Like, that's a very, I mean.
Like, if I'm paying you
I would
a living
take that
wage.
Job. I would take that job.
You know, then if I'm like,
sure, I think,
hey,
it's
come drive me to set, you better come drive me to set.
That's a very fair wage.
I'd rather do that than buy a car.
Okay, sure.
It's more expensive, but I don't want to drive a car. I hate driving.
Mm-hmm.
So once I have a house and a driver, a car for Jason.
At this point, I would, and this is me calculating, how long you would probably have this driver for, like, several years. You've maybe spent maybe $8 million now of your 50.
Then,
let's say 10. You've spent $10 million already out the gate.
So there's kind of like three things left that I want to do with that money. I would want to take it and I would want to invest it. Like, I would want to start a production company.
Which you really could with $50 million, yeah.
And, like, do cool stuff with it with cool people. You know, like, I would want to start a company that could do things kind of like Blumhouse or like A24 does.
Yeah, so you'd be is the idea that these films have less than $10 million budgets, or they have less than five?
Why not both? Probably, I would say less than.
Well, I'm just saying, you have $40 million in the bank, and you have to make this last.
Yeah,
you
know? I know, but I'm also assuming that this is right. This is just the seed money thing.
All right. So
I'm not looking to fund this for the rest of eternity.
Oh, sure, sure. But you are paying for like the first film,
certainly
out
yes.
of your pocket.
Yeah.
Okay, so $5 million.
$5 million, like a cool movie. But those are like the kinds of movies that I'd want to make, right? Mm. And those are like small companies, you know, they're not huge studios.
You know, and it's going to take a couple million to found this company, and also to hire
people,
producers, and people of that ilk to make this company work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so to be quite honestly, I think you've lost another 10. There's another 10 million out the door.
But what's for me, like, what's the point in having the money? If
I'm actually predicting that's 15 million. Okay, so that's 15 so that's million fine. Out the door.
Because so I think you're 25 need, right now. So I'm at
you
half.
Have, you have 25 million left.
So then the last things that I want to do is I want to buy a big duplex or like two semi-detached houses.
Okay.
And I'm going to put your mom on one side and my mom on the other side.
Why do they have to be in a duplex?
Because they got to be easy to access. If I'm buying their house, then they're going to like where I put them.
But why do they have to be a duplex with each other?
Because then it's the same building. I don't know. So because they're old ladies who can keep each other company.
Okay. All right. All right.
Your mom can go over and walk my mom's dog and, you know.
All right. Sure. Fair. All right. You were very specific about this duplex. I was
it's
a duplex?
One building that's like
are you
two
trying
houses.
To? Are you going to put cameras around and film a reality show? Like, what's going on here?
No, they're not that interested.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
But you know, I would like to buy your mom and my mom a house, and I would ideally, I mean, I suppose if I could buy it wherever they'd want it, but I would like it to be close.
They would never pick the same place in a million years.
Nope, but they could both pick Los Angeles. That would be great. But yeah, those are kind of like all the big things that jump to mind immediately, and then. Whatever money's left, I think if you invested it properly, or even if you just whacked it in the right kind of savings account,
sure,
could live off of that. Not forever, but you could live off of it respectably for quite a while.
Sure.
So yeah, those are like, and isn't it funny that you become a grown-up person and you're like, I just want a house.
Yeah.
Like when I was a kid, I used to beg my mom to play the lottery because I wanted her to buy me a horse.
Well, you want to be secure.
Yeah. I want to like not have to worry about money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's what $50 million affords you. So those are my boring plans.
Sure.
Jason, if you win $50 million, what do you do? It's been 10 business Woo! Days. It's cleared your bank account.
That's the first thing I do.
I ride Homer.
I become a woo girl.
Oh, yeah. Thor that's woos. Homer. He's a woo girl.
Yes.
That's an old school Jawin joke.
That is an old school Jawin joke.
What do you do with your lottery winnings?
It's interesting because I think I'm a little weird, more conservative with it than I think you are, I think. Because I do want to not work.
Uh-huh.
So I think right off the bat, the very first thing I do is take somewhere, I'm going to just say $5 million as a figure.
Sure.
And I invest it in a very safe fund that will get me interest off of $5 million.
Uh-huh.
And that is my
living money?
That is my living money for the rest of my life.
Cool.
Because that should be pretty decent if you invest it right or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I would buy us a house.
Yay.
100%.
What kind of house? McMansion?
No. Yeah,
nice, respectable house?
Like a 4-bedroom house. I mean, if I had the money, 5-bedroom house probably. You know, so yeah, like I'm probably spending $3 million on it. Easy.
Mm-hmm.
But not a crazy house because I don't need a crazy house.
Yeah.
You know, maybe Burbank, maybe Studio. I would probably lean towards more Studio City.
Sure.
Sherman Oaksy type area because I like that area a little better than Burbank. I would buy myself a car, brand new car. I would buy, I'd probably buy everybody in the family a brand new car, to be honest with you, because I could. Because
oh, yeah.
If you think about it, like, because I have a sister, I have a brother. I have my mom, I have your mom. That's four people. If I spent less than $20,000 on brand new cars, uh-huh. I could buy everybody a new car for $100,000.
Yeah.
So to be honest with you, why not do that?
Almost buy everyone a hybrid car for that.
Yeah, so I probably would, just as a gesture to be like, "Hey everybody, like
spread the wealth."
Yeah, have a brand new car. You know, I'd probably even give a good friend of the pod and my best friend Jeremy Skinner a new car. I'd probably be like, "Here, you want a new car? Here you go." I think the second thing I would do after I bought a house and I bought a new car for everybody and I've invested it, I think the second thing is I would buy actually a second house somewhere.
Oh yeah?
I would, and I would buy a second house somewhere like a sort of like a vacation-y home.
Uh-huh.
That we could rent out or do something with. And to be honest with you, if I have $50 million, then I can put it anywhere I want and
anywhere in the world.
I kind of think I'm picking Hawaii.
Jason loves Hawaii.
I'm kind of picking Hawaii, but I'm going to go small on this house. This is going to be like a two-bedroom...
little bungalow.
This is a little tiny bungalow. This is just like, hey, when we go visit, we can be there, and otherwise it's going to be an Airbnb.
Yeah.
So this is a like $400,000 or less house.
Yep.
This is very, very... as cheap as I can make this house within, you know, and it's still being nice. I think that's the second thing. So we have a place that we could always go to. Uh-huh. That's my second thing.
Passive income, too.
Yes. After that, to be honest with you, I don't know if I would make a production company.
Uh-huh.
But I would make a film.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if I would produce one of mine or buy a script that I like.
Uh-huh.
But I would take, you know...
Are you funding it outright, or are you funding part
of it?
Yeah,
I'm funding it outright. Okay. I'm going to go 40 or 50 million. That's my budget.
Oh, wow.
And
big budget.
It's going to, well...
well, compared to my $5 million film.
Oh, agreed, yes. I mean, a 40 or 50 million film is like...
it's still on the lower end of...
yeah, I'm trying to compare. It's like a Ready or Not.
Yeah.
It's like that's the style of that budget. Because I think Midsommar was like 20?
I think so, 20 or 25, yeah. So double that for marketing.
So like twice the budget of that. So yeah. Anyways, so that's where I'm going with that. And I'm kind of lost in thought here. I don't know where I'm going with this.
That's okay.
Help me out, Ashley.
Help you out.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, where... I don't know. This is kind of loosey-goosey now. Like, I kind of feel like we're out in the middle of nowhere land and just, you know, there's no direction to this.
Well, we've both given our answers, and we're almost at the 20-minute mark, so...
well, I haven't spent my all money yet.
Well, okay, so what are you doing with your remaining... remaining money?
I don't know. I will say, listeners, that sometimes I get to the point where I find... I will say during these driving ones, I find it hard to split my mind.
Yes.
Or I find it hard to drive through heavy Los Angeles traffic and to actually be entertaining at the same time, because it's very difficult to be entertaining for you lovely, lovely people.
And not kill us.
Well, no, not on not kill us, but to actually be interesting. I mean, I could talk and be boring as fuck, but I don't want to be boring as fuck.
Sure.
I want to have insightful and entertaining answers. That's just, you know, real. I'm not bitching about anything. I'm not complaining. I'm just being honest. That's why I'm having a hard time right now, because my computer is also computing, don't hit the Dodge in front of us at the same time as I'm trying to figure out all this math.
I do think it's interesting that neither you nor I did anything extravagant.
What would you determine as extravagant?
I don't know. Buying a sports car?
Oh,
buying a helicopter.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Buying a horse.
Here you go. I haven't got to it. Okay. It was on my list. I've always wanted to restore like a 1950s like Chevy pickup truck.
Mm.
So to be honest with you, if I have all the money in the world, I'm going to go scoop up that old rusted Chevy pickup truck that's sitting in my grandfather's farm, and I'm going to be like, restore this, or get me close to this. And because that will cost like, that'll cost $80,000.
Thousands of dollars, yeah.
But if I have 50 million, heck yeah.
I'd probably want to do something like go on like a month long vacation. Be like, we're doing all of Asia.
Oh, interesting. You know, I would probably want to go on a 6-month vacation.
Yeah.
I'd probably be like, let's take 6 months off. And it's like every month is a different continent and let's go.
Yeah. But to me, I'm like, I don't know, like, I'd buy a new computer, of course, you know, but like, there's not a lot of things that come to mind that are like extravagant. Like, I don't need like a helicopter.
No, the standard answers. I mean, the standard answers are all easy. Like, I'd pay off my student loans, or, you know, I'd probably pay off my sister's mortgage.
Sure. Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like
yeah,
stuff
yeah.
like that. My parents currently do not have a mortgage. So that's why I couldn't do that. Or your mom who currently owns a condo or whatever. I'd be like, pay her mortgage off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, the other thing that I would consider doing that I didn't get to is I would consider buying the license to something.
Interesting.
Because Michael Uslan is a creator
uh-huh.
that has had the license, the movie rights license to Batman since like 1985.
Uh-huh.
Because he was interested, because he had some money, and he was interested in Batman, and he went and bought the movie rights from DC Comics. And that's why... and he was the main force behind Batman 89 and the reason why that happened. If it, his name is on every Batman movie since 1989 because he owns,
even if he's never in the room,
even if he has nothing to do with it, he gets paid. So to me, I would be like, I want to go buy the right to something. Now, would that be Highlander? I don't know, because I don't honestly know what some of these would cost.
Right, because you can get rights to things for as cheap as $1,000 and as expensive as millions and millions of dollars.
Yes, like sometimes if you were to reach out to an author, if it's a book that's not selling well, you could literally, I've heard of other screenwriters doing this, of screenwriters being like, I read this book, it's amazing. And they literally go to the author, they go to the author through the lawyer, and they're like, I want to buy the rights to write this to a screenplay. I'll give you $1,000.
Andy Weir sold the rights to The Martian for $5,000.
Yep, to Drew Goddard.
Yeah, yep. And because Drew Goddard is a good dude, he wound up getting a little bit more money than that.
Yes, indeed, because when Drew Goddard found that book, it was self-published on Amazon.
Yeah.
And it only got the bigger release because of the movie.
Yeah.
Drew Goddard, by the way, is a writer that parks himself on Amazon self-submit just looking for movie ideas. So if you ever are out there and you're like, oh, I want to write a book someday, but I don't want to self-publish on Amazon, hey, maybe Drew Goddard will buy your book, man. So
yeah, maybe.
Don't look at that as a failure, is what I would say. Publish is published. Anyways, so I'd buy the rights to something. Let's just say like Highlander or Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Sure.
Or, well, probably not Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles because Nickelodeon bought that for $60 million. Which I wouldn't want to spend. I don't have $60 million. But I would buy the rights to something to have it. Maybe RoboCop. I don't know.
Sure.
And then try to make comics of it. And try to do like a movie of it and
Pacific
stuff like that.
Rim.
Yeah, or Pacific Rim. And to be honest with you, I might do that for a couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
Like I might be like, give me the rights to that. Give me the rights
to
that.
Build up a little catalog.
Yeah, because I bet you some of those. Like, I mean, do you think to own Highlander outright is more than $10 million?
No.
I agree.
I bet you can get Highlander for $1 million.
I don't think it's that low because you have to think about all the television shows that they've had.
Not recent, though.
Not recent,
like,
true.
Like, Highlander is old news.
Sure. I mean, you are right about that, but there are four movies and...
Again, not recent,
seven,
most of which
are
not good.
But there are four movies and seven seasons.
I bet you could get Highlander for $5 million or less.
I bet you Highlander's $5 million. I bet you...
Or I bet if you offered them $5 million, they'd say yes in a heartbeat.
Yeah, so to me, I would do that. I would buy the rights to Highlander and be like, okay, cool, we're going to make comics and we're going to make a new movie and we're going to make it happen.
Cool.
Just because you would have the money to do that, right?
Yeah, you can make all your dreams come true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. And then, you know, the other crazy thing I think I would do is I think I would do sort of what... Do you remember Project Greenlight?
Yes.
Okay, if anybody out there doesn't know what Project Greenlight is a... it is a...
Matt Damon, Ben Affleck.
Yeah, it's a Matt Damon, Ben Affleck.
Series.
It was a reality show.
Yeah.
It was a project before it was a reality show, but they did this thing where they had people compete and they had people submit their ideas and do these various things and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then if you won, you got the budget for your movie and you got to make your movie. So I don't know if I'd make a reality show out of that, although maybe that's the most financial thing to do, is to make a reality show out of it.
Well, because you could sell it for cheap and probably get it financed, right?
Oh, sure. Okay, well, then let's make a reality show for it. I'll just hire my old pals over at Teller Pictures and they get to shoot it, you know, and we'll sell it to Quibi or Facebook or something like that. But I would love to do a thing where I set $5 million aside. And I put an open script call.
Yeah.
Submit your screenplay to me. If I like it, I'll give you $500,000 for a budget.
Yeah.
Now, $500,000, you might be out there being like, well, that's not much, but like that's more than enough to make.
You can make a decent feature for that if you know
what
you're doing.
Film.
Yeah.
Yes. With the whole idea that we're going to like sell it directly to Amazon or we're going to sell it directly to Netflix.
Well, let's say Netflix. Let's say Ted helps us with distribution.
Let's say we go straight to Netflix, you know? And I would be like, cool, I'm going to do that for six movies because like I guarantee you one of those are going to break big. But it's the other option is that I'm the EP of all of them.
Yes.
And I get to rewrite your script.
There you go. So you're going to showrun their movies.
I'm going to showrun their movies, yeah. you know, and then to me, you know, you went right for the studio. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of trying to make the content create the studio.
Sure.
So, because I don't want to pay for the studio. I don't want to pay for the building and all that stuff like that. I want somebody else to finance it. And then we, you know, we use all our clout. We Jordan Peele it.
Sure.
You know, to make Monkey Paw.
Monkey Paw, yeah.
Yeah. You know, that's what I'm
doing. Monkey Paw still has open submissions, by the way.
Do they really?
Open script submissions, yep.
Wow.
Only for features, though.
Good for them. Well, of course, because that's what they
want
to do.
Yeah, they don't want, like, series pitches or anything.
Interesting. But is that enough? I don't know.
I think so.
Is this informative at all? How do you feel about this, Ashley?
Is it informative? Well, I don't know.
Is anybody interested in this? I don't know.
I don't know. Listeners, tell us in the comments if this was interesting to you. Mm-hmm.
At this point, I probably spent all my money.
I think you have.
I think. But I had that $5 million cashed away, so I'm good.
Yeah.
So no matter what happens. Yeah, but I'm going to buy Highlander. Okay. Let's buy Highlander.
Okay.
All right, cool.
How do we end this, Jason?
We don't.
What are we reading?
We let this perpetually just keep going
what
until we're tired
we
of it.
What are we reading?
Right now, I'm reading old Strange Adventures.
Comic book.
It's comic book. It's a DC comic book. It's not a Black Label comic book, even though I bet they want to call it a Black Label comic book, but it's not. It's Tom King, Doc Shaner, better known as Evan Shaner, and Mitch Gerrits. All good pals of ours, but the comic's great. It's about Adam Strange and his book and his strange adventures.
Yeah.
It's really good if you're not reading it. Ashley, what are you reading?
I just recently finished The Amber Spyglass, which is third and final installment in the His Dark Materials series.
I was like, I know that name somehow.
Yep. You read it and spoiled the ending for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, which is fine.
You asked to be spoiled the ending.
I did.
That was like several years ago.
It was.
you can't blame me for that.
No, I don't. But that's a fact that you did. You told me how it ended. That was a great conclusion. I think those books are really good. I'm sad I didn't read them when I was younger. But now I have read them and I'm better for it.
Yes.
Subtle Knife is better.
What'd you say?
Subtle Knife is better. The middle one. That's the goodest one.
Yes. The Subtle Knife is the best one of the three.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. That is it.
Okay.
We are done.
Bye.
Well, no, we're not. Wheezy. We got to complain. We got to think about how we're ending this first.
Oh, how do we end this?
Well, we go bye-bye, super friends.
Bye.